You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
That directly attack the inspiration of Scripture. Because the ultimate question that the world has to answer when viewing the movie or when reading the book is, can the Bible be trusted? Is there such a thing as a word of God? Now, of course, this is an important question for many reasons. Because anyone who has lived in the world for any length of time will know that there are many, many books claiming to be the Word of God. So our attempt this evening is to look at the charges made against the Bible, and we're going to see if the Bible can stand against those charges. Is that all right? Now let's look at the first thing that the Da Vinci Code suggests about Scripture. The Da Vinci Code suggests that the Bible is just another human book. In fact, a direct quote from the book in page 312, as Sir Leigh Teabing is talking to Sophie, he says, "The Bible is a product of who? Of man, my dear, and not God." Very strong statement there, isn't it? Very strong statement. Yes, of course, I know it is a novel. But we do know that many people will look at books which claim to be based on fact, which this book does, we look at the introduction, and they will embrace everything as fact. And so we're going to look at what the Bible says about itself. Now, the book says that the Bible came from man, but the Bible claims to have divine authority. Now, before we look at what the Bible says about itself, let's take a look at some of the questions that have been raised about Scripture. For we need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. It's not just those who claim to be non-believers that have questioned Scripture, but there are people in the church who have been raised on the Bible who have come up with many, many different questions about the authenticity of Scripture. For instance, your pastor could tell you in his studies of the Old Testament that there are many people who have come up with such theories that the documentary hypotheses. The documentary hypothesis, which basically claims that the first few books of Scripture are a compilation of documents they simply call J, E, D, and P. The Yahvist, the Elohist, the Deuteronomist, and the priestly sources. And many believe that there was no such person as Moses who wrote, who sat in dark back rooms and pulled these things together. Now this teaching come from outside the church. This teaching came from the great lofty universities with names, stellar names like Turbingen and Yale and Northwestern and other places. But as we look at some of the other things that have been taught, when they look at the book of Isaiah, some people see that there are breaks in the thought. And so they come up with teachings that there was not just one Isaiah, but there was the first Isaiah, then there was a Deutero Isaiah, and finally a Treto Isaiah. So we don't have one, we have three. Just like my schizophrenic brother in the balcony. All right? So we got the documentary hypothesis, then there are three Isaiahs. Then, of course, when it comes to the book of Daniel, there are some people look at the book of Daniel and say, how in the world could a man predict kingdoms in the future? Daniel could not have been written during the Persian era. It had to have been written during the Greek era. And so they discount it as prophecy because according to these minds, no person can know the future. Now, the truth of the matter is that is a true statement. No person can know the future. But as we saw last week, Daniel, when he was placed in a bind, when King Nebuchadnezzar knew the future, he went to the God who knows the future. But even as we move on over here, many people question the whole notion of the historical Jesus as they do right here in the Da Vinci Code. There are some who believe that we must separate the historical Jesus from the Christ of faith. And a group of men calling themselves the Jesus Seminar just a few years ago announced that only 15% of the Gospels can be trusted. The other 85%, they said, are totally false, fabrications, fictions. And then there are others who speak about a four-source theory behind the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, these four sources they call Mark and M and L, and then this mysterious Q, the German 12 source. So as we see, my brothers and sisters, the Da Vinci Code is not the first time the Bible has been attacked. There are many people for hundreds of years who have been claiming that the Bible is a fraud, that the Bible is a human invention. And now many people, many well-minded people, many learned people have embraced these theories and endorsed them as facts. But I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, that when you embrace any of these theories, you need to understand that those who believe that they are making a move that adheres to the rules of science are confused. They feel they're being scientific. They feel they're being scholarly. They say the proof, the evidence leads to this. But science, from the Latin scientia, means knowledge, and knowledge through observation. And so, yes, you can draw conclusions from what you can see in science, but unless you sit around and observe something for any period of time, you cannot say for certainty what is and what isn't. Are you with me this evening? And so you cannot say for certainty that there were three Isaiahs because you weren't there. You can say, yes, I see a difference in the grammar in chapter 65 and the grammar in chapter 41, but you can't say that means that two different people have written it. We know from looking at the writings of Paul that sometimes he used a secretary. And Brother Tertius, we know a young Tertius in Romans chapter 16, he just couldn't help himself. After he put all the greetings from Paul, he said, oh, by the way, I, Tertius, the scribe who's writing this letter, also sends my greetings. That's why you see the differences sometimes in the text of Scripture. And so let's look at what Scripture says about itself. Understand it, my brothers and sisters, that whatever you accept about the original Scripture, you must accept by faith. If you go into Scripture Union or W.A. Smith and buy the latest scholarly book about the Bible and you look at it and come to church like you know more than anybody else, understand you're placing your faith on the conclusions of that author. So in order to prove if the Bible is what it says it is, we need to look at what it says. And when it comes to its authorship, the Bible makes a very, very bold claim. The Bible says that all Scripture is given by what? By inspiration of God, or the Greek term there is theopneustos. Can you say that? Theopneustos. That's another word to impress your friends with a Monday morning. Go to work and say theopneustos. That means basically all Scripture is God breathed. Now as we look at this, there are some people who say, well, what does that mean? Well, the Bible explains itself, and in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 through 21, we are told that God operates through human agencies. It says that holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2, David said, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. And Ezekiel says in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 5, that the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me. And in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, the Revelator says, I heard the voice of God. But I hear someone saying, does this mean that the Bible is mechanically dictated? And did Paul sit down in a corner with his nightlight on, writing, and when the Holy Spirit spoke too fast, said, can you repeat that again? Well, when we look at the Scripture, we know that it probably was not mechanically dictated. But the Scriptures give us a sense that it was thought-inspired. God placed the thought in the minds of humans. And those who hold on to theories of mechanical dictation get into a lot of trouble when they begin to compare certain things in the Gospel. Now, for instance, when you compare the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke and the account of the temptation, Matthew's Gospel and Luke's Gospel agree on the first temptation, but they have the second and third in different orders. If we adhere to mechanical dictation, then when we come across things like that in Scripture, we may say, well, this could not be inspired. Because there are different, and many people have seen it, and they've thrown the Bible out. But you need to understand, the Bible has to determine for itself what it means by being inspired by God. We cannot take our presuppositions and preconceptions about what inspiration means and impose it on the Bible. If we do that, then we're going to get a little shaken up when we look at the Gospel of John.
I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.